all they used to wear, or have them in. Didn't used to have them in metal.
Huh.
Man, you drank a lot of beer out of aluminum kegs.
Yeah, aluminum, that's right. That's
they didn't used to have any of that.
Used to tote them in, baby.
Wood is not, I mean, the aluminum is not a new, an old metal, you know that?
No.
Aluminum is one of the newest metals ever founded or invented.
Huh.
Sure is.
Oh, yeah, I can figure that. Probably takes a lot of heat to do those. Okay, wheat flour baked in loaves is called?
Wheat bread. We never.
The kind of bread you buy at the store, that's just.
We used to call it light bread.
Light bread.
White bread. A lot of people call it white bread.
Would your wife ever make anything else with wheat flour that you know of? Or?
Not really. We, biscuits. What
make
we call biscuits.
Okay.
That's just with flour, really. We don't use much wheat. We don't even eat wheat bread. I mean, not, just very, very little of it, you know, but.
What sort of things would you remember your mother making with cornmeal?
Or cornbread.
Okay, what?
Muffins.
Yeah.
Hmm. Like if I was tongue hang out. That's what we were raised on. I mean, you know, beans, cornbread, and biscuits.
Yeah.
I mean,
Do you ever remember going to the mill and taking?
No, I never was. I've heard Daddy talk about it now.
Yeah.
Take the corn to dried corn and have it ground. Take it, you would take, if you had 100 pounds of corn,
mm-hmm.
you would take it to the mill and have it ground for halves, on halves. The mill would grind it for you on halves. Now that's the way I've.
Halves?
Halves.
That's a ripoff.
Well, that's true enough, but if you didn't give him 50 pounds of the corn, you didn't get it ground.
Halves, hell, and I heard it going quarters or eighths.
Halves is the way it is.
Man, that guy drove a hard bargain around here.
Yeah, well, that's all I heard him talk about is halves.
Shit.
That's what I say. But, on halves.
Yeah.
But on halves.
Okay, well, would your mother ever... Would she ever put any cornmeal, kind of put it down in the greens when she was cooking them? Or
no.
In the beans?
Not that I know of. She used to turn out the best cornbread I ever ate, though.
Yeah.
All right. My wife makes good cornbread.
How does she cook it, usually?
Usually just...
In a big...
I tell you what makes the best cornbread. When you cook the best cornbread would be in one of those old cast iron skillets. That black iron, cast
yeah.
iron.
Yeah.
I don't know, it seems to do something that cornbread just makes it, you know, I don't know. I'm not no cook, you know. I can cook good enough to survive, you know, but it just seems like it's better when it comes out of one of those old cast iron skillets.
Well, what's a pone? You ever, you know what a pone of cornbread would be?
Corn pone?
Yeah.
Oh, corn pone's just... I don't know, just take corn mixture of corn meal and flour.
Mm-hmm.
And you had your seasonings you put in it, water, I'm using milk.
Yeah.
And you just throw it in the skillet, you know, just you didn't make it into any kind of form or anything. You just break off a chunk and put it in the skillet and fry it, that's what it was.
Awesome.
It was fried. About fried cornbread is about all it was, corn pone.
Okay, you know what a dodger was? Okay. Well, now, how do you like, have you ever had them, what are the little things you might eat with fish? you fry them up in a little